Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Imelda wreaks havoc. Vaping takes an eighth life. And there's more investigations that are going on. While in Canada, Trudeau apologizes again for yet another brown face photo. Will he survive the challenger gaining momentum as their elections are getting set just across to the north? We start, though, first with Imelda and what a nightmare that has become for the people in Texas. One to two people dead. I think it's two officially. 1,500 rescue calls. People were stranded because suddenly they were overrun with those flash floods. The intensity was something to behold. The evacuations and rescues in Harris County, amazing. Anybody with anything that moved, then floated, tried to help anyone they could. And right outside of the airport, the Bush Airport, you couldn't get in. They had to close it at one point, canceled 800 flights. In Jefferson County, a 19-year-old man drowned, was electrocuted while trying to move his horse during a lightning storm. Another man died after being rescued from a van that was submerged in water. Sad. 40 inches of rain in the past 3 days. Imelda, the seventh wettest tropical cyclone in U.S. history. Who knew? There were calls for it to be perhaps nasty, but I don't know that they thought they were going to get this much rain. And then you had the gusts of wind up to 50 miles an hour, and Interstate 10 was impassable. And there were hours and hours and hours and hours of people that were backed up. I'm not even doing justice to paint the picture for you. It is really, was really, really nasty. And what could people do? They were trapped in many cases. So the six tropical storms looked pretty bad altogether, but it turned out Imelda packed the worst punch of all. And this is just a couple years after Hurricane Harvey. Some of the same areas where they were hit the hardest were hit once again. Boy, that has to not only dampen your spirit, but make you wonder, should I move to higher ground? Because now this is so close to when we just finished everything, and here we go again. I think it would make you think twice about that. Like, maybe it's time to move to someplace higher, figure it out, do something different, because do we want to go through this yet another time? Because you never know. Mother Nature can strike whenever. Whenever. Speaking of striking, it wasn't a bird strike, and it wasn't anything but a light that went off telling the pilots on a Delta jet that they needed to get under or around 10,000 feet in under 8 minutes. So this was a flight from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale, but a major scare had to drop. The oxygen mask fell from the sky, seemingly. There was a little bit of chaos among the passengers. Most were texting their relatives, telling them they would be okay, but to pray for them, or saying goodbye. Nothing you would expect during the day to get that kind of a text. Then you're in full-on panic and not calm. Luckily, with the amount of people talking about this, they were able to land no problem, and they're checking out the plane, and it simply could just be a faulty light. Who knows? But people are a little jumpy when it comes to lights, warnings, and they should be, meaning the pilots being the people. Because if I'm on a plane and we have to drop down, and it freaks me out about dropping it down in less than 8 minutes, I'm still going to feel better about what we did versus let's just take our chances. It'll be fine. To me, never. While I can take risks in other areas, that's one where it's never, 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 I think, a good idea to to do that, take a shortcut. So we have the airline industry being halted to a grinding stop in Houston for a while. The Delta flight plunging 30,000 feet in less than 8 minutes. 1,500 people rescued because of Imelda. Two people dead. That number could climb. We don't know yet at this point. How about some happy news right at the top? Something memorable that will stick with us versus everything that makes you just scratch your head and try to figure it out. So here's something that I thought was incredibly interesting, that, and especially because I spoke for the trucking industry last year, but about 40 million people suffer from physical discomfort of some sort because of their jobs. Sitting at a desk, hunched over a computer, so the same motions. A lot of people get carpal tunnel syndrome, and you've got and back problems. But you have truck drivers where in the industry, the search for truck drivers is always on. Those numbers are down. But I've often thought about this. In the truck, going at, you know, normal hours usually anyway, but you're stressing joints and muscles and all of that constant road vibration. And a recent study was done by Volvo Trucks. 80% of professional drivers admitted they suffer from work-related neck, back, and arm pain. But who knew how severe all of this was? Now we're getting a better sense of it. And that's what leads drivers and leads to the problem, because we still need drivers. This was what leads to the problem that 4 out of 10 professional drivers question their ability and desire to keep working as truck drivers. And think of the neck pains, think of the joint pains, think of the discomfort they would live with doing what they do. It's that adjustment thing. So ergonomic furniture may be in their office, but not when they're on the road. You can see how it's the little things that can add up to the much bigger things in the end. So while the search is on for more truck drivers, there are some problems to iron out, too, and a good reminder to anybody who has a more sedentary job to be careful. I have this watch now that tells you when you must get up now and walk around the house, walk around the block. But it does. It tells you when you're out of gas, I think, when you're out of juice. And you got nothing left in the tank. All right, we got plenty left in the tank here. We have our cheap movie review coming up. And the cheap movie review consists of an interesting week at the movies, including one that I saw last week in a sneak preview, Downton Abbey. As a watcher of that show, it was fascinating to see it on the big screen, sort of tying up a little of the loose ends. And Sylvester Stallone is back with First Blood Rambo. So stay with us, grab your popcorn, and get ready to be rocked by what's at the movies.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
The Hebo Tea Club. Love's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Perfect time to drink some of that super tea, the Tahibo Tea Club, because we're coming up on winter in the fall months, and plus we're going to go to Downton Abbey in just a second, the movie that was shot over a year ago and now is in wide release. But I love the pure Pau D'Arco Tahibo tea. I like what Milan has told us about it and the fact that his father had such incredible success when he was desperate to try something else other than, okay, he's done the chemo, he's done the radiation, he's done everything else, and why does this have to be the death sentence? He was diagnosed with colon cancer 2 decades ago in Houston, one of the best medical centers in Texas. They did the surgery, and sure enough, here he gets this colon cancer, and it looks like, oh, he'll be lucky if there's any way he can survive that. And along comes, well, he's losing weight, it's not working, he's unhealthy because of the weight loss thing, what can we do? And it ended up changing the life of Milan and his father, obviously, by getting the tea that was made from the pure Pau D'Arco. So there you go. Good stuff, my friends. So we would split a cup of it or have our own as we would get ready to watch Downton Abbey, a popular series on PBS. Oh, 3-4 years ago, they wrapped the whole thing up, and it was must-see TV, which was really unusual in a sense for PBS. So here's Downton Abbey.
No valet, no nanny, even.
It's 1927. We're modern folk.
coming to Downton.
What?
I want every surface to gleam and sparkle.
A royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly. I need your help, Carson.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
Should we really go on with it?
You mean leave Downton? Keeping it beating.
Remember to pray for us.
Yeah, I'll put in a word.
Your Majesties, welcome to Downton Abbey.
You have enough cliches to get you through the visit.
If not, I'll come to you.
Oh, here we go.
And Queen Mary came to visit Downton Abbey on their way someplace else. It was a surprise visit for a night, and that was what the main plot was. There certainly was some drama involved, but I thought it was very, very well done. We had Hugh Bonneville on this show, in the beginning of the year, and he talked about the fact that they had already filmed the movie and that there were so many fans, and he thought it would do rather well because there was such high interest in Downton Abbey. And we'll see how it does, but it's getting good reviews, that's for sure. So we go from the scariness of a royal visit in the English class system to a scary movie, It Part 2. Check this out.
Something happens to you when you leave this town. The farther away, the hazier it all gets. For me, I never left. I remember all of it.
To the losers.
We made an oath.
Swear. If it isn't dead, if it ever comes back, we'll come back to you.
We didn't stop it.
Anyone?
The clown. We can't let it happen again.
Hello?
Hello.
people really like this. Jessica Chastain's in it, Bill Hader, James McAvoy, Bill Skarsgård. So some familiar big names in it. And it is part 2, 3 hours long. And they say it's very stressful because you have Pennywise, the crazy clown, who is back. But it's a much different kind of movie. But Rotten Tomatoes says 62%. IMDb gives it 7 out of 10. I never saw the first one. It's a thriller mystery and a very long movie. And then finally, it's First Blood Rambo. Here we go again with Sylvester Stallone. Check it out.
Watch people I've loved die. Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury. All these years I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past. If it comes looking for me, they will welcome death. I want revenge.
Rambo Last Blood. So Rambo Last Blood, not First Blood. It's 1 hour 39 minutes plus throw in the commercials. It's rated R. Thriller action. The story continues. Rambo crosses the U.S.-Mexico border to bring back a friend's daughter who was kidnapped, but he's up against one of Mexico's ruthless cartels. Will he survive? He's Sylvester Stallone. How can he not survive? If you go and see a movie, send us a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and I will send you a book in exchange. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump now says he spoke to Ukraine's new president about the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, contributing to corruption in Ukraine. The president said he's okay with his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who also reached out to the Ukrainian government, testifying before Congress.
What they're trying to say is I went there for a political mission to kind of get Joe Biden in trouble.
ridiculous.
Focus on the violation of the Constitution this president is engaged in.
Biden has denied discussing his son's job overseas.
If he was protecting his son and intervened with the Ukrainian leadership in a way that was corrupt, I do think we need to get to the bottom of that.
Some in the administration suggested Biden should be investigated. Democrats argued if the claims against the president are proven, then impeachment is the only option. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Us to talk about something that is so important to me, and I know for so many of you, we've talked about driving fatalities and what's happened with young drivers in the U.S. and how scary it is. You think of the distractions and what now you have to deal with population-wise, etc. But I am so glad he's with us to talk about that because he's got a book called How's My Driving? Steve, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for calling.
The, you know, talking about driving and statistics and the staggering death statistics are just, they're through the roof, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I just, you know, I literally looked up this morning on Google, just Googled automobile car crashes in the United States, and it comes up with a statistic that says, on average, 6 million car crashes a year occur.
Wow.
And if you reduce that down to the ridiculous, it's the way they say that when you, you know, get it down to something that means how often does it really occur? It turns out to be about one every 5 seconds. That's not people dying, but that's people in fender benders all the way through the ones that do produce crashes.
Wow.
My major feeling and reason for trying to get out there is I've been talking with teens for a long, long time because the number one cause of teen death is distracted driving in cars. It's the number one. There's no close second.
Mm.
And it really comes down to education. They just don't think it's going to happen to them.
All right, so in educating them, what do you talk about that can help some of the people that are listening? And, of course, they can pick up your book, too, as well. That'll even deepen that knowledge. Tell us a few things.
Okay, well, what I do generally, I mean, there are some basic questions that I ask people that they kind of look at me strange when I ask them. For instance, what stops the car? And people generally answer that by saying the brakes do. And I don't disagree that you have to press on the brakes and that you have to be a part of that. But they fail to realize that the thing that really causes a car to slow down and stop is the quality of contact of your tire with the road. If you're on ice, you can step on the brakes really, really hard, and it doesn't do much for slowing you down. If you're on sand or wet roads or any of that, you need to be following people farther away. That makes sense.
It does make sense. So you need to keep that distance. And a lot of times, boy, I see that all the time on the road, that people don't keep that distance. And then you're right. Then you see those accidents. And a lot of times it has to do with that we're on top of each other.
Right. You know, Kate, another thing that I really, really go after is this whole use of the word accident. In my lifetime, accident has come to mean just about anything that happens that you really didn't want to happen. And honestly, if you look up the definition of accident in the dictionary, it says something that happens with no apparent cause. And I really think when you talk about car crashes that if you think about that the only thing that would fit that definition would be you're driving along in your car and an airplane falls out of the sky and lands on your car.
Wow.
Or a space rock. Or honestly, the only other one that's car related would be if you were stopped at a traffic light and somebody runs into you, you can't apply their brakes. Everything else after that is a crash.
Wow.
And we think of, you know, everything's an accident. No matter what we do, it's an accident. No, it's not. There's been so many lives that are lost by just really, really a culmination of many poor choices.
I like the way you clarify that. We're speaking with Steve Jaddick. We're talking about how's my driving. You definitely want to pick this up because it is the number one cause for young driver deaths in the United States. Wow, wow, wow. What are the distractions? I think there are many more distractions than we had before. Like, I'm thinking, I've even seen people looking at YouTube driving down the road.
I saw a person just the other day with a newspaper open on their steering wheel. And the problem that I really, really think is not that, you know, everybody looks at somebody like that and they say, well, they must be stupid. No, they're not. I don't believe that anybody has a death wish. But I don't believe that anybody thinks that bad things are going to happen to them. When it happens, it's kind of like the school shooting at Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I heard a father make a statement, you know that stuff happens, but it's never going to happen here. Well, it did. And if my wife and I were involved in a very, very bad car crash early in our life. She was 6 months pregnant, and she and I both nearly lost our life. The child didn't survive.
Oh.
And I tell that to everybody, not because I want them to feel sorry for me, but because I know what that feels like. And part of my training in my driving school is to help people understand that if I could sprinkle fairy dust on you or something like that that would keep you safe, I would do it. But distracted driving is a choice. It really is. And, you know, that we went through that. Having gone through it, I know what that feels like. And I hear this all the time from people saying, I know how you feel. I'm sorry, but you don't. Unless you've actually experienced it, you don't. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And, you know, when you talk about that, obviously deeply personal, and it nails home what happened with you and what you've now seen, too. And, again, it's how's my driving. What's your hope that if more people read this, if more people are aware, the lives will be saved and we won't have as many accidents and that kind of thing?
We won't have as many crashes.
Yeah, crashes.
No, actually, it's an awareness thing. I mean, if you know that something is dangerous and you approach it with the proper amount of concern, anything can be really easily dealt with on a regular basis. But if you go into it with a "it's not going to happen to me" attitude, then when it does, you're not going to be prepared for it. The thrust of our driving school is to get people ready to be aware of their surrounding circumstance, situational awareness. We have an acronym that we use, which is in the book, and it almost spells spider, but the I and the P are backwards. And what it literally stands for is an activity that you can do in the car or anywhere, actually walking around the house. And it stands for search, identify, predict, decide, execute. And then the thing that makes it work is repeat. Now, no place in there is there an opportunity to use a cell phone or to put on makeup or to shave your head like I saw a guy doing on the interstate one day.
Wow.
Yeah. It, but honestly, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them. And,
yeah.
And I understand why they do that, because if you thought it was, you wouldn't leave your house.
That's true. That's true. So it's that invincibility thing, and that's what you're trying to tell people. And when you talk about the acronym you just used, I mean, all of them are equally important, but share with us some of what you can do. So you look around at your surroundings, right? Meaning be a defensive driver?
Well, just think about it, getting out of bed in the morning. If you don't open your eyes, aren't you going to walk into something?
Yes.
I mean, so it sounds silly, and it's really, really simple to do, but it's something that is so simple, but it must be done on purpose. You look, you search around, open your eyes, see what's there. Identify the things that could be a problem to you or you to them. Predict what those things are going to do. And then now you're ready to make an educated decision about what you can do. So you decide how you're going to avoid them. Execute your plan, and then repeat the process, because once you've moved an inch forward, I know it sounds corny, but the situation has actually changed a little bit and you need to reevaluate.
Yeah. How do you feel about, you know, as we move into the future, self-driving cars and some of what's being talked about?
Just recently on TV, there was a picture of somebody that took a Tesla. They had, there were two people asleep in it driving on some interstate roadway in California, I think. And I'm, you know, when I see stuff like that, I think, you know, the quality of our ability to bring technology up to do stuff that we don't have to do is wonderful. But it's not consistent across the board. People are still out there driving, and they're making instantaneous bad decisions rather than trying to continually arrive alive. And so, you know, self-driving, I personally, I don't agree with. I mean, you know, it's not like it's ever going to be the Jetsons.
Mm.
But it literally is, we're depending too much on technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is you're driving a 4,000-pound piece of equipment that can kill you or can kill other people or both.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Steve, how do people get a copy of How's My Driving?
Well, there's a website for it. I have a website for my driving school, which is drivingschoolfl.com, and it will be available through that. Here's my email address. It's kind of corny, but it goes along with it. It's steve.howsmydriving@gmail.com, and if they want, they can address me there.
Perfect.
It's just something that, like I said, I think it's an awareness issue. It's lifting our head up out of the sand and understanding that there's no reason in the world for us to go and have car crashes on a daily basis. It's really not.
Yeah. Yep. I so agree with you. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and I hope people take this away from this interview, take away from this interview so much of what you talked about, because less crashes equals a better life. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for taking the time to air this, because I think it's such an important item.
I agree. Thank you.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So pleased to welcome to the show Ronald Fisher here in Author's Corner. He's written a book called The Powers of the Mind. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Powers of the Mind, then just dive right into the book. What made you decide you were going to write this book?
Well, I think one thing that may have encouraged me to write it, I used to play a lot of tennis, and I was a pretty good tennis player, but I was not good enough to win any significant tournaments. But I used to think about, gee, it would be nice if I had some power to control the ball. And that may have been what encouraged me to write the book. It was sometime later, after that. I think I stopped. I played tennis for about 20 years, and then I stopped and started playing racquetball. I don't exactly know why I started. Why I did it, but I thought it was a good idea. I just started writing, and new ideas kept coming into my head, so I just kept writing.
So see, there it was a good idea, because as soon as you started, and Ron, that's the problem with most people. They have ideas sometimes for books, but they don't ever get off the dime, so to speak, and they don't start. But once you started, that was flowing, so it was in your mind. And as you said, you weren't a great tennis player, but you had the power, in other words, the power of the mind. And what did you learn about the mind, and what do you tell people about the mind in your book?
Well, it was sort of an accident that he got these telekinetic powers, and he didn't know why he got them at all. I'm not exactly sure what you're asking.
But they came to him. So the character gets those powers. He wasn't sure about them, and then it happens.
And, you know, there's a lot of superpowers, and people always ask that question, if you could have a superpower, what would the superpower be? So it made me think, what would the superpower be for you?
Well, it would be this telekinetic power. And what he did was, since he was a fairly good tennis player, he decided to use the power to win tennis tournaments. And that's exactly what he did. He ended up winning the French Open tennis tournament. In the process early in the book, he did meet another woman, a beautiful woman who was also a tennis player, and they fell in love, and she played a large part in the book also.
Oh, I love it. So for everybody listening, we're speaking with Ronald Fisher. The name of the novel is The Powers of the Mind. And think about a superpower, if you had a superpower, and to be telekinetic that way, and then to be able to use that and become this world champion tennis player. Does he ever abuse his powers?
No, not at all. In fact, there are several incidents. In fact, I would call the book action-packed with incidents causing him to use his powers to defend himself. One of those incidents is the kidnapping of his lover, for example. But there are other incidents also that he was called upon to use his powers to defend himself. So he really didn't use it to sort of become a Superman or anything like that.
Yeah, he used it for different reasons. And the kidnapping, that had to be shocking. I mean, that's a big twist in a book. How did you come up with that? Were you just, when you were writing and you were saying it was pouring out of you, did you like the idea of that twist, obviously, if you put it in there?
Yeah, I said, well, gee, that would be a good thing to put in there. That would be a good reason for him to use his powers to defend, to get his lover back from the kidnapping.
What happened when he won the French Open? Did he handle all the accolades and all the fame of that?
Well, there was quite a bit of fame. In fact, there were a fair number of other women who approached him and kind of made a pass at him. But he was basically still in love with his original girlfriend, who was called Becky, and so he basically ignored the other women. Anyway.
I love that. He ignored the other women as he became even that more appealing. That right there, a lot of people think about that, I'm sure, because that's you tapped into another fantasy. What happens if you become famous? What does that,
yeah,
what's that like? And he had a superpower, and he becomes famous for something that he does so well. When you finished the book and then you told people about it in your life and then they got a chance to read it, what was their reaction to your novel?
All the people that I talked to read the book. Actually, it's available on Amazon.com, a lot of them reviewed it on Amazon.com, and it has a very high rating. I think it's 8.5 out of,
yeah,
something like 9 out of 10 or something like that.
I saw that, yeah. So that's good. So that means obviously they liked it and they read it.
Right. Yeah, they all liked it. In fact, one of the things they told me was, hey, this guy looks like you.
Uh-huh.
Seems to be you, because, in fact, that's true, because I sort of patterned the Stephen Thomas after me, because he was a tennis player, he was a math teacher, and he liked to play games like chess, for example, which I do. So he sort of patterned after myself.
I love it. I love it. The powers of the mind. So we talked about starting off with that, you know, the power that you have in your mind. And it's interesting, you know, for you, you talked about, and this is what you do when you write, talked about something that you loved and you knew and you played back in the day when you played tennis. And, you know, what would it be like if you had this incredible superpower, so to speak, and then you were able to win? Was it hard when you came to the end to try to tie it up? Because did you want this character to just keep living on?
Say that again?
Was it hard to, you know, when you finished the book, didn't you want the character to keep living on and attack new frontiers, etc., where you could write more about his adventures?
There was an incident at the end of the book, which I'm not sure I should say what it is, because it's sort of unusual. Maybe I should leave it as a surprise to the reader.
Ah, that's perfect. That's what I was setting you up for. I knew you'd take the bait. Yes, it's, you don't want to tell anyone about the cliffhanger. So there is a cliffhanger, and there's something that is pretty, pretty interesting twist when you read the book. That's part of it. That's why when I read your book, I thought, wow, he's really got this down where you're taking us on this wild journey. It's almost like we're kind of on a log flume ride, and we're not really sure what's going to happen.
Right. By the way, a lot of my readers told me that the book would make a good movie, and I think it would make a good movie. And I think I have really been attempting to contact movie producers to get them to think about it. I haven't been successful so far, but we'll see what happens.
Well, so for anyone listening, if you know any movie producers, have them look at The Powers of the Mind. We're speaking with Ronald Fisher. When people read your novel, what do you really hope they take away from it?
Well, I hope they think it's an interesting book and can't put it down. And I hope they finally agree that it was a great story. Which I think it is.
I love that. I think it is a great story. How long did it take you to write this this novel?
I think it took maybe about a year.
Wow, a year's maybe, not bad
maybe,
for a novel.
Maybe a little less than a year. I don't know. I never really kept track of it, but I would say about a year.
So once you finished it, did you celebrate? Did you say, wow, I've tied it up. I finished the book. Now it's going to be printed. I'm excited.
I was pretty pleased that it actually got printed.
Ah.
It was available on, I made it available, well, I guess my publisher made it available on Amazon.com and also Barnes & Noble was selling it for a while.
Yep. So I love it. So that's where you pick up the book. We want to tell everyone that. You can pick up The Powers of the Mind at Amazon.com, et cetera, wherever books are sold. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Me too.
Yeah, I love that. Me too. Hey, Rod, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take a look at my girlfriend.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.